Hello and welcome to Miles to Memories. I'm Sean Coomer, your host, joined by Mark Osterman. Joe Chung had the night off. We have so much to talk about, including American Express offers that dropped this week. So many offers across many cards, some good ones too. Spending offers, other bonuses, even basically free money at Home Depot and Best Buy. You want to hear about it. Also, Mark is going to talk about his credit card applications coming up. What will he apply for in 2021 and why? Plus, Virgin Atlantic devalued their program unexpectedly on January 1st. What exactly is changing and what we still don't know? And Vegas is an incredible value right now. A real quick update on some of the credit card programs, American Express, Fine Hotels and Resorts, Chase's Luxury Hotel Collection, and some of the crazy prices you can find in Las Vegas right now, plus rapid fires and more. If you like the show, please consider subscribing. You can find all the links at mtmpodcast.com. Now, Joe had a drop-off unexpectedly at the beginning of the podcast, so you won't hear him on the podcast, but hopefully he's able to edit everything together for you guys. It was a little bit of craziness, but it turned out to be a great show, and I know you're going to enjoy it. Thanks so much for listening. Let's hit it. So, Mark, Happy New Year. I woke up on January 1st, and everything was the same as when I went to bed on December 31st. I know it's a terrible joke, but that was the reality. How was your New Year's?
You had some deja vu. I'm having some deja vu right now.
Hey.
I'm sure it will come out in the edits, but if not, Joe had to leave after a couple minutes of recording. So we're doing the same question and answers again. So everybody that's here in the Diamond Lounge gets to watch it twice. But we watched the ball drop, the kids and every stayed up and everything. So they both made it to midnight first time that they've done that. Last year, my son fell asleep 10 minutes before. He made it all the way until 10 minutes before and then passed out. But my daughter ended up making it last year. But they made like this whole list of things they wanted to accomplish before the end of the new year, like 10 things. Like, we have to watch this movie and we have to play this game and we have to shoot Nerf guns and like all this stuff. So it was kind of fun.
Yeah, we had a good time. Ellie stayed up too. This was the first time she was able to make it. And I think she made it well past midnight. She was like on fire. I don't know. I don't think she had any caffeine or anything. She was just wired. It was a good time and nice to be home. Of course, I don't really go out on New Year's Eve though. When I was younger, I did go to the strip a few times, but yeah, not. Certainly not this year, but
I've never been like tempted to go to Vegas for New Year's at all. It just seems like it'd be a huge mess of people. So, you know, when all the part-timers go out is New Year's Eve and St. Paddy's Day, like, and leave it to the professionals the rest of the time. So I don't go out much on either of those days just because it's usually a sloppy mess.
So, Mark, I was up late the other night and I was perusing my American Express app, or more likely, I probably saw somebody post something saying that there was tons of new Amex offers. And then I logged in and card after card after card. Man, was I excited. Just tons of offers. Home Depot, Best Buy, lots of love on my Platinum cards, my Blue Business Plus. Yeah, it was a good deal. They basically tried to sweeten the deal on all their cards for 2021 in a different way, not giving us credits like they did last year, but giving us Amex offers for a bunch of different things.
Yeah, this is the first time in a while that I've actually missed having the where you could load it to different cards, because Amex offers have been kind of dead since then. You get occasional like 10% off Staples, 10% off Lowe's, stuff like that, but for the most part, it hasn't been all that exciting. And this one comes out and you're like, oh, I wish I could load it to 99 cards again. But yeah, the biggest one I thought was the $50 purchase. You get $50 off a $50 purchase at Best Buy and Home Depot, and you can do each one twice. And there have been reports that the emails are triggering for both if you spend $100. So hopefully they just combine. That's the way I read the terms too. Spend $100, get $100 back. You had to have had the Platinum before November of 2020. So anybody that signed up with those huge 125K or 100K offers got left in the cold for this one, but that's the one I'm most excited about. I don't know if I'm going to buy something to resell or just buy some video games and some stuff for the house. I don't know. We'll see. What are you thinking?
Yeah, that one was really good. It was late at night when I saw it. I'm like, I must be reading this wrong, that they're giving you back a free $100. But yeah, essentially it was that. And I had it on a couple of cards. I had it on a card, both the Home Depot and the Best Buy offer, and then Jasmine did as well. So we're going to get $200 free. And just so you know, any of the Amex offers we're talking about, we'll have links to articles on the site so you can dig into the terms and the details, see what else they are. The other offer that a lot of people are excited about are business platinum cards getting extra 4x in a bunch of different categories: shipping, wireless, gas, office supplies, and advertising. And on the surface, this gets me excited because you're getting 5X in all those categories through June 30th if you have these offers. But yeah, I'm not going to be messing around with any gift cards or anything that's outside of the terms on any of those categories. But if I do happen to have some spend, I might consider using these. 5X is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like getting the gold card. Since, you know, shipping gas is covered. I mean, office supplies is big, but with Amex and the way they do clawbacks, you can't really go after that like you would with like a Chase Inc. or something. Wireless, if you don't have an Inc., that's a good option. So I do feel like there's some overlap. I don't have a Business Platinum, and I don't really feel like I'm missing out that much. But if you have the Business Platinum and you don't have the Amex Gold Business or the Chase Inc., Plus or cash, then these are great ways to rack up some points. If you have those other cards, you're probably less excited about it. I know the other one that you were actually excited about is you get a $25 statement credit off a $500 plus purchase on the Blue Business Plus card, which that should stack if you have one of those, like spend $5,000, get 2,000 points offers, or, you know, there's a couple variations of those that came out a couple months ago. So those should overlap, which will be nice. And I know you do a lot of spend on that card, and the clock just reset on the 50K, so it's a nice way to double dip that.
Yeah, and it's earning 2X on top of that, so you're getting 2X points plus the statement credit. So that one was really good. I know I had it on Blue Business Plus, and a lot of people did. Although there are some reports that maybe it was on other business cards too. And so you'll kind of have to see. You get a limit of 10 statement credits with that. So you can actually earn up to $250 back. Some other ones, Home Chef, $50 off $50. I got that one. Instacart, $50 off $250. So 20% off Instacart. I got that one as well. Let's see, Avis, $75 off $250. I got that one, but I'm not too excited about that. Samsung, if you're a Samsung fan, on the Amex Platinum card, $200 off $1,000 on Samsung. So there's a lot of opportunity here. But like I said, the big one, I think, were the 100% off, you know, the 50 off 50, those offers. That's the really fun stuff because it's just like getting a straight credit. Well, not really, but I mean, you still got to go through the rules.
One thing we should note is for the Home Depot and Best Buy, it's online only, which is kind of a kick in the pants a little bit, but we're not going to complain about it. So you got to order. You can do order, even though the terms like made it seem like you couldn't do pickup. I think pickup's fine, or direct ship. Are you going to do the Home Chef? Do you think you're going to take advantage of that? I did not get that offer, or at least I didn't see it. I didn't really care to look for it, but are you thinking about giving it a try?
Yeah, I haven't looked at their pricing yet, but I assume if there's something I can get that's pretty close to 50, I'll probably give it a try. So yeah, I have that. Yeah, I was happy. I mean, there's so many good offers. And then there are a bunch of offers that are expiring here in the next couple of days. So it'd be interesting to see some travel related ones. Like I know a lot of the Vegas ones are expiring. So we'll see if maybe we get another round of these travel related offers coming to a lot of these hotel ones. So yeah, I think we'll see a lot more of this coming in the next couple months as they continue to try to find that value proposition. And then of course we saw the PayPal credit come in as well
for the Platinum card. That'd be a good one to like stack too. Like if you can max it with some type of shopping portal, your purchase, and then get the go through PayPal, get the $30 credit plus the credit on the purchase, you know, from Best Buy or whatever. Then you can really load it up because the nice thing is since they're statement credits, it will count towards a portal. Like they'll think of it as you're making the purchase versus like a discount when you're making the purchase. So you could actually come out well ahead on these if you play it right.
And back to your point about stacking the offers on the Blue Business Plus before we move on, I had forgotten that I had an offer on there. So I spend, mine is not as good though. It's spend 15,500, get 4,000 membership rewards points. So nothing, that's why I'd forgotten about it because I wasn't going out of my way to hit that. But yeah, those do stack. So now that I have more incentive, perhaps it's time to
cash in. Now you can get $250 off too. You might as well.
Yep, for sure. All right. So the other thing that happened January 1st, Mark, was Virgin Atlantic devalued their program when it came to some Delta awards. Initially, it seemed worse than it was, but then we learned that it's not quite as bad when it comes to some Delta flights. Kind of explain what happened and how they corrected.
They haven't really said exactly
what
it's going to be. So yeah, I think it was Thrifty Traveler was the one that kind of broke the story. And then Ian wrote it up for us. But like prices on Delta, it's been a huge thing. And as a Delta captive, using Virgin Atlantic on Delta has been huge for me. You can usually get them cheaper, Delta flights cheaper using Virgin Atlantic than you could booking Delta direct. Like I can fly Amsterdam and Delta One for 50,000 miles direct. And then, you know, if you find it on Delta, it's 90,000 at the cheapest, 95,000. Often it's like 200,000. So that was a huge one. You could fly from the West Coast to Shanghai for 60,000. Now it would be 165,000, which is a huge jump. The Detroit to Amsterdam was 50,000. Now it would be 80,000. So we're not talking like a small bump up. Some of these are like more than double. So Head for Points was contacted by Virgin Atlantic saying, whoa, whoa, that was a mistake. That's not as bad as it looks, but we'll let you know.
So it's basically some of the joint venture flights between Delta and Virgin won't be devalued, but we still don't know which flights will, which flights won't. Sort of a mess. Why? I mean, did they think about this? Like just drop this on January 1st and not announce it and then, you know, not quite have their story together. It just seems like, I don't know. It seems like there's somebody really not at home.
It could be a rogue media person saying it's not as bad, but it is legit exactly what they posted. So, I mean, we're kind of wait and see mode, but for sure it's going to be devalued, which, you know, we talked about this last episode. Like who do we think is going to devalue? And we're like, oh, I think it's going to be a little bit of while, you know. And we should have kind of seen the writing on the wall with the Virgin Points kind of splitting off and starting its own thing and the problems that the airlines had themselves. So I'm not surprised that they're devaluing. I would have liked a little bit of a heads up, as well as I wouldn't expect it to be this bad if these numbers stay intact. But it's a huge hit for me because I had a couple of flights canceled during COVID. So I have like 150,000 Virgin Atlantic miles that all of a sudden feels like it's 75,000 Virgin Atlantic miles. They'll still be useful for domestic travel, even if it goes to the new war chart that they say is a mistake, because it's distance based now versus like area based. So it'll be a lot like Avios. Using short haul flights domestically can actually be cheaper than it was before, so that will be kind of like the sweet spot going forward. The whole issue is finding that award space on Delta, which isn't always easy, so we shall see.
We shall see. I don't think it's great to devalue like that. And certainly the communication isn't great. Head for Points is one of the bigger blogs out of the UK, Miles and Points blog. So hopefully they got it right. But we'll keep you guys updated if we learn anything else about exactly what's changing there. Just wanted to move on and talk a little bit about Las Vegas and American Express Fine Hotels and Resorts, Chase Luxury Hotel Collection, and also the Amex Hotel Collection. Because right now, Las Vegas is clearly very slow, and people probably know that, but there are some amazing deals to be had. I just stayed at Delano, which is a 4-star hotel, all suite hotel, beautiful rooms for $58 a night plus resort fee. So it's about $110, including the resort fee, and with $160 in credit back. And they actually waived the resort fee. So I actually only ended up paying $70 for that. So there's some really amazing deals coming up in Las Vegas. And then I had forgotten about, Mark, the hotel collection, which is for gold and platinum members. So it's not the American Express Fine Hotels and Resorts where you get the free breakfast plus $100 credit. It's other resorts in Vegas. If you book two nights, you get $100 credit. So for instance, MGM Grand is on there for $39 a night. You have to book two nights plus the resort fee, would put you at about, you know, about $200 for two nights, but then you get $100 credit. So for two night stays for some of these other properties, looking at the hotel collection could also be good. But overall, there's some pretty amazing deals for really nice hotels. And so if you like hotels and you don't mind coming to Vegas, the next couple months are tons of value. Plus, remember, if you're staying in an M Life property, you're also getting double Hyatt credit plus all the promos for Hyatt too. So it makes it even better.
So that's why you hit it up to MGM properties the last couple of nights, because you wanted that double Hyatt credit, didn't you?
Yeah, I stayed at Delano and then I stayed at New York, because I only have, I think, four hotels on the entire strip, or four properties on the entire strip I haven't stayed at. So I'm down to just a few, and New York was one of them. So I decided to stay there. And like you said, the Hyatt promo is helping that. And I'll probably do some more M Life properties over before that ends, just to kind of get that extra credit there. But New York was really cool. I was happy to stay there. You know, it's not a fancy hotel, but it was kind of cool to be staying up in the tower.
Did you get some Nathan hot dogs or what?
I didn't. The Nathan's was closed.
Oh, really?
Nathan's Hot Dogs. Although there's a couple locations. The main one was closed, but I think the other snack bar was open, but I didn't get any. I did get matzo ball soup, though, in the little Greenwich Village area. You can't keep me from my matzo ball soup, Mark. Just can't do it. Where are you? You're coming in February. Where are you staying at?
We are staying at the Link. I got the bunk bedroom, even though I might not need, like, I'm going to be there by myself, maybe, like, or one buddy. But I have the bunk bedroom where it's two double beds, and then there's a bunk bed above one of them. So you could sleep three people. I booked it solely because I'm not sure that there's anywhere else in Vegas that has something like this. I've never seen it, you know, to have a bunk bed where you could sleep three people, a total bachelor party or frat party type of feel. Hey, the one frat guy. So I want to check it out to review it and get some pictures just to see what it's like. It just seems so unique that I booked it. And I did this when I came out there last time. But I ended up having to come a little bit earlier when we had the MTM meetup. What was it? September of 2019. And I ended up having to come a day earlier. So I canceled the room or adjusted my thing and I lost the bunk bed. So I'm excited to get it again. Hopefully they don't put me in something else when I check in like they did before. But we shall see.
Since you're such a Circa fanboy, I'm surprised that you don't remember that Circa has rooms. They probably ripped off the concept from Link, but they have bunk bed rooms too. Which go for a crazy premium.
I haven't even looked at the Circa rooms yet, so I didn't even know that.
I may be staying there in the next couple weeks. The rates are low enough to where I feel like I should go there and do a review, but I might wait a couple weeks to see that. But I'm excited to get over there and check that out, check out the Legacy Lounge and other stuff. But the bunk beds, it's cool, and it's clearly a novelty. And I remember actually you having to cancel that, so I'm excited to see your review of what you think of those of that room. And let's move on to the last thing, back to credit cards and your article about your strategy for 2021 or the first quarter of 2021 and kind of breaking it down by bank, what you're going to go for, what you're trying to do. And I know you mentioned your Hyatt card in the article today or Kirsten's Hyatt card. And then you found out Chase messed with you a little bit, right? I guess we could start there.
Yeah. So I found out... It's like it was kind of like a stream of consciousness, this article about kind of my plans and how I was thinking, and so much hinged on her getting this Hyatt free night because she drops under 524 and, you know, she actually technically is under today because she lost one card, fell off on the 4th, and then another one comes off the 7th, and the Freedom Flex offers ending a couple days after that. So I was like, perfect, I'll have her grab another Freedom card. She has the old Freedom that she got the 5 times on grocery. Let's have her get the Flex, get another 5 times on grocery, get a ton of ultimate rewards. It's going to be perfect. But she's at 7 personal cards. So I wanted to close one of them before we try for a new one, because 8 just seems like pushing it and I don't want to upset Chase. So the number one card I wanted to close was the Hyatt card, but I was waiting for the 15K free night to post, which I thought I had hit in December when the December statement cut, but come to find out since we upgraded it, the annual fee was billed on June 1st, but her anniversary is not until July 14th. So all the spend I did from June 1st to July 14th didn't count, which is like $4,000. So I'm $4,000 short. So they got me with that one. So now we have to spend, so I have to change the whole thing, which I put in the article. You know, I don't know if I'm going to go for the Freedom or maybe I should just wait and give it a couple of months. And, you know, she signed up for 3 Chase cards in the last 12 months, plus she has 7. So we should maybe just let it sit marinate for a minute and then she can grab one of the Ink cards with the 75K or grab the United card with, I think it's at 60K, the personal card. So that, and then I ran through our Amex, what we're shooting for with Amex and Citi and Bank of America. So if you're interested in any of that, and you're trying to figure out your own plan, it's something good to read.
So in the article, you mentioned the Hyatt card, but you also mentioned the IHG card. And that's something that I know with us, I've debated. My wife and I both had the IHG card, and I let mine go when they made all the changes, and we kept hers. And that's something I've been considering is like, do I really need that that anniversary night? Do I really need that, you know, every year? And you said, maybe you'll get rid of that card. What's your thinking behind that?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to get rid of any card that you can't get again. And if at $49, you're going to get value out of it. And I get value out of it every year. It's like a guarantee. I go to Cleveland every year and stay at the Intercontinental at the Cleveland Clinic. And that's, you know, $250, $300 a night. And I get it for $49. So it's hard to give that up. Now, she does have the Premier card, too. She signed up for that. That's one of the three she recently signed up for. And that has the higher $89 annual fee, but it comes with the same free night cert. So technically, I'd just be paying $40 more if I swapped them out and it'd free up a spot. I can't cancel the Premier because it hasn't been a year yet. So I don't know. I think I'm just going to wait, do this 4K and spend, get the free night from the Hyatt and close it down because I probably want to sign up for another one with her. And she'll be at $325. Or 324. So that might be the second card she grabs. We'll see. But that's kind of like my thinking on it. I can't give it up. I don't know. $49 is too good.
Yeah, it's a tough one. But it's a good point though. Maybe it's time to wait. You know, there's always another offer just around the corner. And sometimes we forget that when we want to get something that's about to go away as far as an offer goes. But usually an offer will come back or another offer will come along. So it's probably good there. Okay, so City, you're going for the City Premier, right? That's what you say. You want that City Premier card?
Yeah, and I had planned it out that I was going to get it a couple months ago. I paid like the second annual fee on the Premier and the third annual fee just billed, and I went to sign up for it, and I got denied because they had a new rule that just came out where you can only have three hard pulls in the last 6 months. If you have four, you're not going to get approved, and I had just hit four. So I've been kind of sitting on ice until February where I dropped back down to three or less. So I'll grab that. And then I noticed my wife has not had the card in over 24 months. So as soon as she gets above Chase 524, I'll have her grab one too. Even though I can't stand thank you points, I'll take 120,000 points. Easy breezy.
I like thank you points. I've done pretty well with them over the years, but transferring them for airline awards and stuff like that. So it's a good card in my opinion.
With the loss of the 25% through the portal, that's kind of what I use them for. It's not as valuable to me. I mean, if you fly United a lot and use Turkish to book them, then that's a good one. But most of their partners are overlapped with something else that has a better earn rate. I mean, the uncapped 3x grocery is nice with the Premier. That's something that maybe I'll get into, but I'll focus on hitting like the Amex Gold first and these offers from Chase and stuff. So I don't know if there'll be much spend to go there. So we'll see.
For sure. All right, let's talk about American Express, because I know right now I'm trying to figure out my plans too, because I'm stuck at four cards. Like, I got to figure out which card I'm going to give up. And that's sort of a scenario you're in with Kirsten, trying to decide what stays, what goes. What are you going for there?
Yeah, so she's at four cards. She's at the limit. One of them is the Amex Everyday Preferred, which I think is a great card for most people. It's a great everyday card, but she also has the Blue Business Plus, so the 1.5 doesn't really do anything. And she has the Amex Gold, which is 4x. I mean, 4.5x on groceries with the Everyday Preferred is better, but it's capped at such a low amount that it's not really worth it. So I think that's one that we could close. She just got the Hilton Business card, so she'll probably be on ice for a while. There's nothing. I'll just wait to see if something good pops up. And then for myself, I'm at four cards, so I got to figure out to close one. It'll probably be like a no-fee Hilton or something that'll shut down. But I'm really waiting for the Delta Reserve. I've had every Delta card except for the Delta Reserve and the Delta Reserve Business. So I'm waiting for those offers to come back where they hit like a 70K bonus plus a larger MQM. With the rollover from 2020 to 2021, I'm going to go for status since it basically you have 2 years to earn it. So I got a couple flights already booked through Delta with cash. So I'm on my way. I just need that offer to come back and then I'll jump on that.
Killing it. I think that it's going to be a good year. Both Jasmine and I are under 524. And I mean, honestly, I have so much strategizing I need to do. Like, it's something I need to do in the next couple weeks. Through the holidays, we spend so much on our cards that our credit score this year, I think my credit score went down about 100 points just because balances hit the statements and hit my credit report. So I have to wait until basically everything cycles for January to show no balances, and then my score will go up. It's kind of a yearly tradition for me. So I get to feel like what it's like to have a 660 credit score.
Sign up for the Capital One cards now while your credit score is lower.
Actually, I think this year, I could look it up live while we're on the show, but I think it dropped because it was in the low 800s, and I think it dropped to the high 600s. I try not to pay too close attention because it hurts. It hurts so bad. Yeah, it hurts so bad that I try not to like pay attention to it. But now with all the banks giving it to you for free, you get all these emails. You can't help but like click and look. But it's just like,
Sean, yeah, your score has dropped 100 points.
But thankfully, every year it goes back up because once you're not utilizing your credit as much, it goes right back up. So. And we do get benefit out of it. We are utilizing what we have. So yeah, I think a little later in a few weeks, maybe we'll do, Joe will do his and I'll do mine and we'll do it on separate things so we can lay this out over a period of time to show people strategies for credit cards.
Oh, and, we're just skipping over Bank of America. Cool.
Yeah, because I think it went long enough. I didn't want to do... No, it's just a one paragraph.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
And if you want, well, and if you want to know what Mark's doing with Bank of America, check out the article on the website. But I mean, that's great information for the big banks. And I know everybody is constantly worried about what they're going to do with those banks because nobody wants to leave bonuses on the table and leave spend on the table, especially. So it's good info, a good insight on just how you kind of work through the process. Cause I think that's something that takes years of doing this, years of being in this hobby to figure out.
I think it's just a good, like, even if you don't follow the same, you know, guidelines or you're not signing up for each carrier or not carrier provider, like let's say you're over Chase 524, I think there's still some stuff you can get from it. And it's always good to read other people's thought process. And then it kind of reflects on you, your thought process, as well as gives you some ideas of what you should be shooting for or what cards and stuff like that. So check it out.
For sure. All right, let's move on to rapid fire. Mark, what you got?
All right, I'm going to do something unique this time. I'm going to do an around the web from today, mainly focusing on our buddy Rick Boom wrote an article, Biggest Travel Blunder of 2020. He also shared this story in our MTM Diamond Spotlight in our group. We do it once a month with a member, and he shared the story. It's pretty crazy. It's the most unique way I've ever seen somebody lose a passport, so... check it out. We'll put the links in the show notes. He just, in our live chat, he just put OMG in the comments. So be sure to check it out. Don't be drinking anything in case you like spit it out while you're like, what?
And
if, but it's a good one.
If anybody's listening out there, one of the benefits of being a Diamond Patreon member is getting to listen or watch us record this podcast live. And
especially when Patreon, things go off the rails like today.
I was going to say this episode, you may not hear it at home because Joe is a masterful editor, but it's been a little bit off the rails today. And you get to experience that live, patreon.com/milestomemories if you want that. My rapid fire is the Rio Vegas. On our MTM Vegas video podcast on our YouTube channel, we do a weekly Vegas podcast, and we talked all about this. I recorded one of the episodes from the Rio, a rough stay, but I actually did a full video review and overview of the property. That is just that. So check that out on the channel so you can see what the Rio is, what it has become, and why you should avoid it. That's all I'm going to say. But not a fan of that place, but I do wish everybody there the best. And I think it's an interesting video to kind of see what happens to casinos when they're neglected for 20 years and nobody cares about them. All right, and that's going to do it for us this week. Mark, where can people find you during the week when they're not listening to this fine podcast?
You can find me on Twitter at Detroit Mark. Email me mark@milestomemories.com. Come to the website, Miles to Memories. Comment on any of the articles there. I'll get back to you. Send me a message on Facebook. Join our Facebook groups. Join our Patreon Diamond group. Lots of ways to get a hold of me. How about you, Sean?
Just to start, Joe wasn't able to make it this week, but you can find all his stuff at As the Joe Flies. You can find me on milestomemories.com where we have about 35 to 40 articles per week, deals, tips, guides, reviews.
Per day.
And we're not quite there yet to per day, but we do have quite a lot of articles. Milestomemories.com. Check out our YouTube, youtube.com/milestomemories, and our Patreon if you are interested in diving deeper into miles and points, plus watching us record this podcast and extra content every single week. Tons of good stuff happening there. Patreon.com/milestomemories. Thanks so much for listening to the Miles to Memories podcast. Happy 2021. May this be an amazing year for all of you. Talk to you next time.
Bye.
I woke up on January 1st and I thought everything was going to be different, and it was the same. Vegas was still crazy. Lots of people around. How are your New Year's? You guys have any fun plans? Did you guys do anything?
I thought the way it was rolling into that is like everything was the same. Virgin Atlantic destroyed their program.
Like, no, I was just trying to make a bad joke about
alert. Spoiler alert.
I was just making a bad joke. Everybody's saying, you know, thinking that 2021 would be so much better. Although, I mean, I'm not trying to say it's not good because it's been fine for me thus far. But yeah, I mean, how was your New Year's, Mark?
Joe like went off and died or something. All right. So there. So you want me to run through? Well, then ask me some questions. Like, I don't want to just talk nonstop. Okay.
I will. I'm going to ask you a question. So in your article, mentioned.
Hold on. Let me mute myself.
I can hear you laughing at me as I ask the question. There goes Mark laughing at Sean again.